Thank you, Glenn. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. Hear the word of the Lord. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. Not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. In any case, it was kind of you to share my distress. May God add his blessings to this reading and our hearing of his holy word. Let us pray. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you. Amen.
Amen.
So this is the first week of Stump the Pastor, and I pulled Janet's slip out of the box, and it was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now that's a pretty powerful verse, right? Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Good. Come up here and stand with me. Okay? Now this says, just line up. Line up. Okay. So this verse says, if you believe in Jesus, that you can do anything, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, we're going to fly. So we're going to take, we're going to fly around the sanctuary. Okay? All right, are you ready? All right, bend your knees. And when I say three, we're going to fly. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh.
What happened?
It didn't work.
It didn't work. Maybe we're not saying the right thing. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I say three, I want us to all say, in Jesus' name, up, up, and away.
Okay.
And then we're going to take off and we're going to fly.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, bend your knees. Ready? One, two, three. In Jesus' name, up, up, and away!
It didn't work!
What the heck's going on? Let's try something else, okay? Let's try floating. So when I say three, I want you to say, in Jesus' name, let me float.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? All right. One, two, three.
In Jesus'
name,
let
me
float!
It didn't work.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Thank you. Go ahead and return to your seats. I mean, did I read that wrong? You know, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Or sometimes I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So why the heck couldn't we fly? Why the heck couldn't we float? I mean, we all believed in Jesus. I can do everything through Jesus. Here is the problem. And this is something that happens a lot, I think, nowadays. We, in general, love to cherry pick scripture. And what I mean by cherry picking is we love to yank a verse or two out of scripture that backs us up on something. Okay? If you think about that. One of my favorite cherry pick verses is Paul talking to the church at Colossae. And he says in there, I forbid witchcraft. women from preaching. Pretty straightforward, right? Women are not allowed to be preachers. That's what it says, Glenn, right? It says it in there. Is it true? No. Why? Any time that you are reading Scripture, you must read it in context. You must read it in light of when it was written, and you need to read it in context with the verses around it. That's how you find out what the meaning is. Now, let's talk about that verse from Colossians. Okay? If you just pull that out, and I've seen so many memes on the internet that have that on there. I forbid women from preaching. You have to understand that was what was going on in Colossus at that time is there were false women teachers preaching untruths. So what Paul is saying here, yes, indeed, my friends, he is saying that he forbids women from preaching, but he is forbidding the women in Colossae from teaching because they are teaching false doctrine. Did I get that right, Glenn?
Pretty close.
Pretty close. Close enough. Okay, close enough. That's good enough. Yep. So again, whenever you're reading, if you've got a favorite verse, great. Just make sure that you go back and read it in context. I think there's only one verse in the entire Bible that you really and truly can take and cherry pick it and have it stand on its own, and that's John 3:16. That thing will stand on its own. Everything you need to know is in there. Okay, so that's your mini theological lesson for this week. There will be a quiz. So the verse this week from Philippians. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Again, if we read that, we all should have been flying around or floating off the ground. But you need to read it in you need to understand it in context. The book of Philippians is basically a thank you note from Paul to the church at Philippi. Every letter that Paul wrote to the churches were churches that he had visited, that he had a relationship with. Now, and the churches supported Paul's ministry. The church at Philippi lost contact with Paul for 2 years. They didn't know where he was at. Where he was at was under arrest in Jerusalem. And the church only found out where he was when he was being moved to Rome. So they reached out. They sent Paul things that he would need for his ministry. So when we read this verse in context, Paul is saying a couple things here. First, he's saying, thank you very much for the things that you have sent me to help with my ministry. He acknowledges that things were a little bit tough to do. His ministry was tough to do because he wasn't receiving these things. But he goes on and says, you know, I know what it is to be rich. I know what it is to be poor. I know what it means to be well fed. I know what it means to be starving. And he says, I have learned to be content with where I am at. And then he goes on to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I titled this sermon a week ago, before all the things happened in this week. I titled this sermon, It Starts With Contentment. Now, we have things that happen in our lives, and usually we go nuts. We start thinking, how did I get into this? How do I get out of this? Oh my gosh, what the heck am I going to do? To a certain extent, we are like Paul because we know, to a certain extent, we know what it is like to be rich. We know what it is like to be poor. We know what it is like to be well fed, and we know what it is like to be starving. And what Paul says is once he came to grips with his situation, he accepted it, and he became content. That's when things started happening. When we, whatever the situation is, when we take and we come to terms with it, when we become maybe not totally content, but somewhat content with what is going on, that's when things starts to happen. And all of a sudden, things that we didn't think were going to happen, things that we didn't think that we would be able to do, all of a sudden happen. God works. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to have our needs met. But I think sometimes we get in the way because we get so wrapped up with the situation and focused on that, it takes our focus off of God and of Jesus. Is it hard? Sometimes, absolutely, it is. We had two deaths in this church family over the last 2 weeks. Is it hard for those two families? Absolutely. Are they working through grief? Absolutely. I think I can safely say, though, that after a time, that they will come to terms with the love of their lost one, and they will be content. And they will, the feelings of love and remembrance will overtake the feelings of grief. And the words that there is hope, that this is not an end, it is a beginning, will get into their hearts. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Absolutely. There was a retired pastor named J. Vernon McGee. He had a radio show called Through the Bible. And he spent, I think it was 5 years, 5 years he went through the entire Bible, and he was a Southern gentleman, and you know he talked like he was from the South, and he would say, "Now my beloved," and it was interesting because I read his commentary on this, and it kind of opened this up to me. You know, we translate it, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He suggests another translation of that. "I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me." Again, that this verse is a true statement, but you have to look at it from the right way. It doesn't mean that we can do everything. It doesn't mean that I can take and I can fly around here. Who remembers the Flying Nun? You know, I get my own show, the Flying Pastor. No. It ain't going to happen. Why? Because that's not God's will for me. I have the ability to do anything that God wants me to do. Even if I don't think I can do it, I can do it. I may not do it the way that I think I'm going to do it, but I will take and I will do it. So, lesson for today. Read scripture in context. Don't cherry pick a verse unless you really know what it means. Number three, learn to be content with your situation, because then you will see how God will strengthen you and how you indeed can do all things in Him. Amen.